This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's talk to Elliot Stewart Parks. He's animated, and he's brought to us by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24/7 at colonialhyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. Now, Elliot is real. He's in person, or at least over the phone he is, and he's with us right now. Good morning, Elliot.
You know, I got to tell you, I agree with you on Smarty Jones being listed as an athlete.
Totally.
Yeah, like I agree the spirit of it. He's not like an athlete by definition, but I think for the rule, like what we're talking about, I think he belonged on the
list. And I'll make it real simple, Elliot, yeah, I'll make it simple. Here we go. So, first off, why are we humans?
It's like this is definition
Elliot,
stuff.
Why are we as humans to determine the definition of an athlete? Why doesn't a horse get to define it? So let's start with
that. A horse doesn't speak English.
Athlete is a word.
You understand athlete is a word in the English language.
Horse has intelligence.
A horse has to understand what an athlete is to be an athlete.
Great horses. That was one of the dumber angles you've ever taken on one of these type of things. And Elliot, here's the other thing about it. So is a horse an animal, Elliot?
I mean, yes, I would say.
Is a human an animal, Elliot?
Now that's a deep question.
You're not making the point you think you're making.
But I think we're all animals.
What does that have to do with this?
But we're also athlete.
But we're different species.
Yeah, we're different species of animal.
It doesn't matter.
Elliot, it does because some species.
You're not arguing this as well as you think you are.
Tiny little meadow voles that are this big. Are we going to count them the same as you?
Sure. Let's talk about Dallas Goedert.
All right.
So, yeah, I wasn't really. I didn't feel like I was winning that. So I just say let's just withdraw.
Quit while you're behind.
I'm going to withdraw. Elliot, what's going on with Goddard? Like, what? I feel like resolution's going to happen at some point here. What is happening?
Yeah. So the Eagles have now entered the second phase of OTAs, which means they're going to be doing on the field stuff. And I fully expect Dallas Goedert to be there. And for the first time, really, maybe in over a year, I fully expect Dallas Goedert to be on the team in 2025.
Wow.
I don't think he will be traded. I think he'll be back. We'll see what the contract ends up looking like. I don't think it'll be much more than 1 year. But if you're an Eagles fan out there that really wanted them to keep Goddard, and let's be honest, I think that's most Eagles fans,
sure. Yep.
I think you should feel happy because I believe that's where this is headed.
Elliot, you're saying that you expect a contract to get hammered out, like a 1 or 2 year deal, something that he feels comfortable with before the season?
Well, I guess here's the question, Elliot. Do you have any sense of who's winning the negotiation? Like, a different contract, does that mean the Eagles won or does that mean Goddard won?
So I think the way you're phrasing that, I would say the Eagles probably won in that instance. I don't expect Goddard to get a raise. I don't expect him to get money beyond 2025. But I also think that from Goddard's perspective, with how this played out, it could have been way worse. Like, it's pretty clear that Goddard's attempt to go out and get a big-time contract did not work this offseason, right? Whether that was timing, whatever. And if the Eagles truly were stuck in like, we are not going to have you on the team, he could have been released. And at that point, you're a free agent after free agency at the draft. That's a tough spot to get money. So I would expect that he will make less in 2025 than he was scheduled to make. But I also think he will probably end up making the most that he could have considering the market for him this offseason.
Good.
Wow.
That's great news.
It is great news.
Big.
That Dallas Goedert will potentially be the tight end, the number one tight end for this team because it makes us a better team running the football and throwing the football.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
as
also,
long as he's healthy. Yeah.
I would say this too. Me and James talk about this a lot, like on the pod and the radio show, that, you know, I think our job is to analyze everything in terms of the contract, the depth chart, like what this means for 2025. And that's all important stuff when, you know, analyzing a team and discussing a move. But it's at its most simplistic form, I think the Eagles are just flat out better with Dallas Goedert. So,
yep.
Like, you know, does this work out for Goddard? Maybe not in the best way. Is it like create roster complications in terms of who they keep? Probably. But at the bottom line is the Eagles have a better chance of winning the Super Bowl with Dallas Goedert on the roster. And it didn't look like that was going to happen. And now I believe it will.
I totally agree. So, Elliot, we have the second phase of the offseason program, meaning they're out on the field. They're practicing with coaches. This is for the new draftees, the new free agents, but also I would assume some of the guys that we added free agency wise before the draft, guys like, I don't know, A.J. Dillon or Kendall Lamb or Kenyon Green. What can you tell us about how many guys are around? Anything that you're picking up from interesting, little things you can glean from the young guys? What are you seeing?
Yeah. So, the Eagles always have very good attendance at this. I think one thing Nick Sirianni has done, especially early on in his time with the Eagles, is like he incentivized coming to these things. If you remember the first few years, they didn't have a mandatory mini camp as a way to get more people in the building. Now they do have a mandatory mini camp this time around, but I still expect them to have great attendance. The Eagles have already posted some like pictures and videos. You can see A.J. Dillon's out there, and I would expect most of the new free agents are out there. So, yeah, for sure. I mean, for guys that are new to the team, getting out there, getting to know your teammates, and I would also say, like, obviously learning the playbook is important, but I think that what these first few phases of the first few weeks of the offseason are really about is like getting acclimated to the team, learning how things are done, learning how they practice,
sure,
so that when they really get into like the nitty gritty of the playbook out on the field, they're comfortable enough to like fully take that in and participate.
So they were practicing yesterday and there were, you were able to see some of that, I'm assuming, correct?
No. Yeah, so it's all right. We weren't getting
John
any
still thinks
access.
It's 30 years ago and you know,
yeah,
everyone's
wish,
got access to everything.
Trust me. Yeah, I know we don't really get much access to the offseason. Now we do the mandatory mini camp and there'll probably be one or two days over the next few weeks where we get to be out there and like watch them warm up.
Okay.
But no, yeah, the mandatory minicamp, we will get full access to that. So that'll be fun, but that's a few weeks away.
Elliot, it used to be there were 15 off-season days, like 15 days of OTA things. And then there were a certain number that were mandatory. There were a certain number that were voluntary.
Well, there was also the Buddy Ryan system, which it's called voluntary,
yeah,
but it is mandatory.
It's fake.
Reed, you remember that?
Right.
When Buddy would have the it's voluntary, but if you didn't show up, I'm cutting your ass.
You're not going to be on the
rules
team.
Were
right.
So Tom Coughlin, if you're 5 minutes late, if you're 5 minutes early, you're 10 minutes late.
There's always
it's like your rules are the rules.
Players Association has gained more power over the last
little bit,
25 years. So Elliot, one of the things to me that stood out with BG Day yesterday, and obviously was a hallmark of BG's tenure, was his personality. I mean, part of what we vibed with so much was just what a great guy he is and how funny he is and upbeat. So you've had a chance in the last, I guess it's week and a half now, to be around some of the draft picks, press conferences. Let's talk about the personality of some of the new guys. What has stood out to you from Jahad Campbell on through whomever? Who's got a personality that you think Philly's going to take to? What are some of the guys like as people that you sense?
Yeah, so I would say Jahad, in the few times we've talked to him, definitely seems like he has a big personality. I think comparing anybody to BG at this point is probably silly, but like he definitely in his press conference, like big smile, he's laughing, he's making jokes, he seemed very comfortable. And I do think a lot of that is like just a very authentic kind of excitement that he's playing for the team he grew up rooting for, right? So you look at like him and Kyle McCord, and obviously Kyle McCord, you know, not going to have as big of a role as Jahad Campbell this year. He probably won't play a single down. But I don't think there's any question that when you draft guys that actually grew up rooting for the team, like that's a bonus. I mean, put all of us like in their shoes, right? Like obviously if you had to go do radio in another market, like you would do a good job and you'd be professional, but there's nothing like doing it for the city that you grew up in and that you grew up rooting for. So
in front of the family and the friends who also cheered that team on.
Right. Yeah. So I think there is an authentic happiness there with Jahad Campbell that's definitely come across. Some of the later round guys we got a chance to meet, like Miles Hinton, the offensive tackle out of Michigan. You know, his dad played 13 years in the NFL. I think he was a 7-time Pro Bowler. Like you could sense the confidence that Miles comes to the
Who
NFL
was his dad?
Chris Hinton.
What's
Chris,
that?
Chris Hinton.
Oh, I remember Chris Hinton.
Yeah, yeah, he was a legit dude for
he
a while.
He sure was.
I think I remember him too.
Colts, right?
Yeah, correct. Colts,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember him for a long time. Absolutely.
So you could just sense his confidence up at the podium. You know, Ty Robinson, the defensive tackle out of Nebraska. Like, it was just, in my opinion, I would say the word that described the rookie class so far and meeting them is confident. Like, it didn't feel, the majority of them looked like prepared for the moment. And I think that that's obviously big because they're walking into a big new challenge in their life.
So, Elliot, what's next for the Eagles? I mean, these OTA things, I kind of get lost. Like, when's the mandatory and what's in between?
Yeah, so they just completed phase one. Phase one was 2 weeks. That's basically just weightlifting. Phase three started, I think it was yesterday. Phase two started yesterday. That's 3 weeks. Then they can do on-field workouts. They can do individuals. They can do group stuff. And they can start to do the football stuff. And so 3 weeks from now is phase four. That's where the OTAs like truly take place for probably what you're picturing. 7-on-7, 9-on-7, and then that would be when the mandatory mini camp takes place. So, we still have a few weeks to go before we get to see like the full team out there.
Which phase is kicking a team's ass in the Super Bowl? Is that phase 100?
I think that's the normal phase for this team.
Pretty incredible. Did you enjoy BG Day yesterday, Elliot?
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, like, BG deserved it. Like, first thing I would say, just being there last night, seeing all the people lining up to take pictures with him. I'll be honest, I've gotten a lot of text messages this morning about what a great job you did, Joe.
Thank you.
Yeah, good job by you on that. And yeah, it was just a really cool day. Like, obviously, BG has been a huge part of the community. And I think, like, from getting to see BG behind the scenes for the past 10 years, the best thing I could say is he is just truly someone where if you're a fan of his and you meet him, that experience is a good one. Like I've seen, you know, fans meet players and, you know, not that the players are rude, but it's probably not the most like magical experience you hope when you meet someone you root for.
Right.
Like BG, the amount of time in his career I have seen him take for every single interaction to make it special is truly like it's, you know, it's nice to watch. So I thought yesterday was really cool.
Good stuff. Elliot, good work, bud. We will talk soon. Thanks, Elliot.
Yep. Talk to you guys.